Hey everybody, welcome to the Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Hunter, and you're in for a great show. Alright, and we are back with another great episode of the Creative Podcast. I am, of course, your host, Andrew Hunter. And I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, leaving ratings and reviews there. Of course, it really helps out to, of course, follow me on Twitter, at The Creative Pod, and also on the Facebook page, The Creative Podcast on Facebook. Of course, onto the show today, guys, I have a lot of great things to talk about. I kind of want to give a little bit of a brief overview of the last 10 episodes of the Creative Podcast. I've already done 10 episodes here. I just want to kind of give a little bit of a breakdown of the last 10 episodes. Maybe just go over, you know, not necessarily rehash things, but there are a couple things that I want to go over with you guys. Let me give you a quick update about my weekend. I actually had the weekend off this last weekend. And of course, I record typically the shows on Mondays and post them on Mondays as well. But the last week I had off, I went to go spend time with my family. We actually went to a really cool arcade called the Replay Museum. You can find them on Twitter at Replay Museum, if I'm not mistaken. Just look them up there. They're also on Twitch at Replay Museum as well. So just go check them out. They actually have a pinball machines and arcade machines. It's a really, really cool place to go. If you're ever in Tarpon Springs, Florida, go check them out. It's really inexpensive to go and hang out. Definitely worth your time if you have the opportunity to do so. But on the show today, guys, I want to give a little bit of a synopsis of the last 10 episodes of the show. This is actually the 11th episode we're recording right now and you're listening to right now. But I want to kind of bring everything together as to what we're really trying to accomplish here on the show and what I want to help you with as you're listening to this show. So with that being said, let's kind of dive right into it. Really, the last 10 episodes of the show have kind of taught me a few things, but also some interactions I had this weekend with some people from my childhood, but just that are just currently in my life that are really helping me move forward. But one of the things that I found over the last 10 episodes, and now with the 11th episode, is I really need to be consistent. And this is something that I want you guys, everything I've learning, I want you to also know that this is something you need to do as well. In your creativity, you need to be consistent with whatever you're doing. For me, it's a matter of not making excuses for myself, which we talked about on one of the episodes, is excuses, everybody has them. You can make a million excuses for not creating or not sharing your message with the world. And that's one of the things that, with creativity, you have the potential to completely change someone's world and completely change the entire world for the better. And that's one of the things I really want you to focus on, really making a positive impact on people. As you may or may not know, if you're a first-time listener, of course, thank you. But one of the things for me is I am a Christian. I am a follower of Jesus. That could be unpopular by some people, and that's fine. The podcast that you're listening to right now is not necessarily for everyone, and that's fine. I'm not looking, you know, to change the entire world. I'm just looking to change people that want to be changed, but also want to help influence the rest of the world and add a positive spin to what's going on in our universe. So with that being said, I am a born-again Christian. I'm not perfect by any means. I'm also not religious, so don't get me wrong. I am just like everyone else. I am actually sitting here right now having a adult beverage, like a cherry cola thing. But again, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying that anything that I'm doing is necessarily wrong or right. I'm just doing my best to live a life that I feel would be pleasing to the person that gave me everything that I have. So with that being said, I'm not necessarily going to push, you know, Christianity on you, but what I do want to push, you know, at least for me and the way I envision the world is positivity. And one of my favorite wrestling factions at the moment right now, the New Day, they actually have something called the Power of Positivity. So I want to just kind of steal that moniker for a second and say, I want you to think about how you can use the power of positivity to influence people around you using your creativity. There is something in every person that needs to get out. And this topic was, by the way, I wanted to mention this. This topic was actually kind of inspired by a sermon I heard yesterday. But it's very applicable to what we're doing with as creative people, and that is actually you have something inside of you that needs to get out. You have a message, or a worldview, or any number of things that you can broadcast to the rest of the world through your creativity, whether it be art, music, even in science and things like that. There's all these different ways that you could, you know, give someone, you know, a different worldview, or help them find positivity in their life, or help them, you know, comfort through a certain struggle that they're going through. Creativity has that power and has that ability to do so. It's just a matter of you not keeping it for yourself. It's not for you. It's for other people. And that's one of the strongest things about creativity, at least for me, is it's not really for me. It's for me to share with others. You can keep creativity for yourself, but that's one of the things that, unfortunately, if you keep it for yourself, no one ever sees it. It's kind of like the old saying, or the old adage, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's around, does it make a sound? In this example, as far as creatively goes, if you are sitting there taking pictures and doing all this cool stuff and never ever sees it, are you a photographer? Yeah, maybe. But one of the things, at least for me as a photographer, is other people's opinions, as much as I don't want them to matter, they do matter. And they help adjust my viewpoint of what I do. Now, for me, doing this podcast, and I can, you know, speak to the person that told me this yesterday, is, you know, my youth pastor growing up, Trevor Allen at Imprint Ministries, he actually challenged me a little bit yesterday and said, you know, I'm really proud of what you're doing. He's like, but don't take time off. Don't slack off. Keep up what you're doing, because you have, you know, I have a lot of experience in the creative space. I'm a full-time photographer. I'm a musician, things like that. So I have a lot of, experience, probably 20 years of experience close to now, of creative work and creative thinking, and I have a message to give out to the entire world. Now, again, this podcast is not for everyone. Not everyone's going to get my message, or not everyone's going to connect with what I'm saying. That's fine. But the people that I'm supposed to help in their creativity and help grow that creativity inside of them will help spread the message of creativity and the message, of course, of positivity, and in a roundabout way, the message of Christ, because he was the one that kind of helped all these things, at least in my life, come together. So I owe everything that I have to God, first of all. And again, if that's not how you believe, that's fine. I don't want you to stop listening, but I'm not trying to force it on you. I'm just letting you know kind of my background in this regard. But what I do really want to encourage you in is today, you have the ability to influence people around you positively. You know, I'm not saying you have to be a Christian to do this. Not at all. You have the ability, even as a non-believer, to help someone have a better day. And I think that's a really important thing to do. Anytime that you're in, you know, in the creative space, you have the ability to change someone's perspective on life. There have been many times that I've listened to a piece of music, or looked at a piece of art, or watched a movie that has changed my mind about a certain aspect of life. You know, even as far as like comedy goes, like you can listen to comedy and it's like, you know, that is an interesting way to think. And you can kind of change your view of something. So for me, it's important that you know that you have a gift, or you have something inside of you, a message that you need to let out. And your creativity is that portal to do so. So I want you to know that you need to be creating. Again, on the podcast, the last 10 episodes, if you're a first-time listener, please go back and listen to them. They're all on iTunes and Stitcher. Go back and listen to those episodes, because it kind of gives you, I've kind of broken it down a little bit for us in the last 10 episodes, different areas that maybe block you from being creative. You know, and that's one of the biggest things is creative people, they're the biggest procrastinators in some ways. You know, even my buddy Jonathan Sierra, he'll sometimes wait for the last minute, or he'll like, you know, just try to cram everything in one time. He even said that, you know, I just have a hard time sometimes getting into doing the work. And that's just the way it is. That's how creative people are. I'm the same exact way. I will stop everything to go and waste time and watch like The Office, which is an amazing show. But I will find anything I can, or any excuse I can, to not create. You know, he's even encouraged me, Andrew, what are you doing with your personal projects, your personal photography? How's that going? I'm like, it's not going very well, because I'm finding other things to do, like watch wrestling or do nothing. So I've been finding excuses, but there's something inside of me that forces me to try at least a little bit here and there to share whatever vision that I have. You know, it's one of those things. inside of you, there's something that someone's going to need. You know, maybe a song that will change someone's view. You know, whether you believe in God or not, there's still a power in being a positive influence on other people. There's still something important about being a positive influence. Letting someone know that their life is not crap. Like, your life is not crap. If I can help someone know that, then I've done my job as a creative person. Now, is doing a podcast the most creative thing in the whole world? Maybe not, but maybe. It gives me a platform and a portal. Again, that's very important. It gives you a platform and a way to share whatever it is that's on your mind. And for me, that's a really important thing. Because I have a lot of ideas that, you know, maybe it's hard sometimes for me to get out in creativity, but I can share it with you in word, and you can listen to it in your car or wherever you are. But it also helps me because I think I mentioned this on an episode before, but I've had many times where I'm in a creative block, and I will go back and listen to that episode might help me out. I know it might sound a little bit vain, but I'll go back and listen to an episode that maybe at the time it wasn't something I was maybe dealing with, but maybe now it's something I am dealing with, and I can go back and listen to that episode and help encourage myself. One of the things, at least for me, and you know, I can go find other podcasts, but I felt that there was a need for something encouraging for creative people. Not necessarily, hey, let's talk to this creator, let's talk to that creator. That's something I would definitely want to do because other people's message is important too. But I really wanted to give someone or give people a place to find positive ideas about creativity. You know, you can go and listen to other podcasts like with comedians and artists, and they're like, oh, well, you know, I really wanted to find a podcast that was all about kind of diving into how creative people think and are moved and driven. You know, yeah, there are other podcasts that do that, but I really wanted to do something that was different, that really focused on the positive aspects of it. Now, obviously, a lot of creative people go through difficult times and difficult things, and it's part of the process. That's the way it is. But I really want to give people a chance to see the end result of going through that process and really find a way to let them understand, hey, it's not over until it's over. You're not done until you're done. That's just, you know, I might be rambling a little bit right now, but I really want people to know that there is positivity in the world. And that's one of the biggest things. There's positivity in you. Even if you're on your worst day, you have the potential to share your creativity with the world and make a positive impact on it. And that's one of the biggest things for me. You can make excuses, you can keep everything to yourself, you know, but that's one of the things for me. And this is something my, you know, Pastor Trevor said yesterday, and it's really applicable to being a creative person. He was talking about the story of where Jesus fed the 5,000 people with, you know, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. One of the things, at least for me, that kind of hit me strongly as a creative person was if you don't share your creativity, if you don't ever open the bag full of bread, at some point, no matter even if you keep it inside of you or you let it go, it's going to go to waste. It's going to become moldy and bad. And that's true of creative people. If you don't use your creativity, you're going to lose it. Just like with anything. I used to play trombone, and I hadn't played trombone in a couple years. And I went to go, you know, note of F. But I went to go play that. It's very one of the easiest notes to play. Or even a B flat. It's probably the first note you ever play on a trombone. But I went to go play that, and my embouchure was completely gone, and I would have to relearn how to do that again. Now, some of the technique was still there, but it was very difficult to do. Same thing with your creativity. If you do not constantly pour out your heart as a creative person, you're going to lose some of that edge that you had before. It's not going to be as easy to share whatever it is you're trying to share through your creativity. Or there are times where your message will get tarnished and you're not going to have the same impact you would have had before. So what I'm trying to get through to you guys today is you have the potential to make positive impacts in people's lives. And now it might not be anything big, and I want you to understand, it's if you're if you're thinking, well, you know, I don't have that many friends, or I don't have that much of a reach. For me, and this is something I talked about yesterday with some people, is the fact is, when I turn this microphone on, I don't know if there's 5 people listening, 500 people listening, or 0 people listening. But I still feel the need and the desire to share what is on my heart and on my, you know, in my creativity with you, whoever you may be. I don't know everyone that listens to this show, and that's okay with me. I would love to get to know you, but I don't know everyone that's on the show right now that listens to the show. So if you're listening to this show and you worry about, well, who's gonna see this, or who's gonna hear my music, or what are they gonna think? It doesn't really matter what they think. It's a matter of just doing it and doing what's and being true to yourself. You have to be true to yourself. The thing about it is, you could think something, you could just make something that's kind of that you feel is kind of a throwaway thing. And you could do that, that's fine. But you have the potential every time you create something to create something that will change the world or change the way at least one person views the world. You have that potential. And if you take it seriously, every time that you create something, every time you sit down to really make something that you feel is important, if you go in with that intensity as a creative person, now are you, you know, you're going to try and do your very best to create something that's unique and different and exciting, but also has the potential of changing the world. Now, I'm not saying you can't have fun as a creative person. Like, you know, I'm not trying to undue pressure to what you're already doing, because being a creative person is not that easy anyway. But if you take it seriously each and every time you do it, still have a great time, but just understand that you have a responsibility as a creative person to do something that's important. You know, people in the past have looked at creativity like, oh, you want to be an artist? You're never going to make money doing that. Well, it's not about the money. It's not about the fame or the fortune. It's about doing something that is important to you, but that can also help change the world. You know, and you might be sitting there thinking like, well, Andrew, that's kind of a lofty goal. I'm going to try to change the world. Yeah, but you have the potential to. Everyone has the potential to add something positive to the world. And I can't tell you enough how important it is that you understand that. It's a huge aspect to what we do as creative people, just to understand that that's the possibility, that you have the chance to let someone know that, you know, suicide's not an option for them. They have other options. They can get help. They can do this. They can do that. Use your own experiences. Use what you have inside of you to go out and make an impact. I'm trying to find the most eloquent way to say that, but that's really what it is. There's creativity inside of you, and you got to let it out. So do not wait. Right now, when you're done listening to this podcast, I'm finishing up right now, but when you're done listening to this podcast, I want you to go out, and I want you to look at a way of going and impacting the world around you. It could be something really small. It could be something really tiny, and that's fine, because every tiny bit of impact, positive impact you can make on the world, we're going to do our very best to make the world a better place. You know, I want to know that people are with me. But even if you're not, I'm still going to make a positive impact. People will judge you. People will laugh at you. That's all well and good, because in the end, you're doing something that's important to you. So find that thing. Find that what's inside of you and let it out. It could be anything. Be creative. All right? Until next week, guys, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to me. You know, again, this podcast is not for everyone, but I want it to be for everyone that needs it. So if you're listening to this podcast right now and you were inspired today, please let me know. Hit me up on Twitter at The Creative Pod, on Facebook, The Creative Podcast. Also, send emails into thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. Questions, comments, anything like that you have for the show, please let me know. And until next week, guys, stay creative. Thanks.